It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there, presumably in or near Zurich, but you know, these things can change. Hi, Mirella, how are you?
Hello, Jill. Yes, very well. Thank you. Back from the European Union and with a little tour today. If we have time, we'll have a little topic in Germany, in Italy, and in England. I will begin with Germany because we mentioned that last week, a disaster with a person called Hans-Georg Maaßen, who was the chief of German intelligence, domestic intelligence. As you remember, he was in trouble for having denied the violence that was seen on some video footage in the city of Chemnitz. Violence that was mainly provoked by some right extremist after the stabbing of a young man. So the problem was that he seemed to have a long history, according the newspapers of Germany, with contact, too close contact with the AfD, which is this very populist right extremist party in Germany, and he seems to have shown some sympathy that are not all right with his function as an intelligence, a domestic intelligence chief. For this reason, the government, the entire government was in huge trouble, and for a couple of days, there was absolutely no other subject in Germany of how to deal with the situation and what to do with Mr. Maaßen. So the disaster initially was followed by a second disaster, which was caused by moving him into a job that actually paid more. That was, I guess, not meant to be, but he was not fired. He was moved to a job in the Interior Ministry as a consultant, and he was supposed to pay more. So that was a big outrage in Germany because people just didn't understand how you can basically do such mistakes and get rewarded for it in some ways. So Chancellor Angela Merkel had to apologize personally for that mistake, and the government corrected it in, moving him to being a consultant in international relations, everything but very far from security or intelligence, with the same pay. So that basically is the compromise. In this situation dealings, the coalition has lost a lot of trust, at least for the moment. The coalition is made out of the CDU, which is Angela Merkel, Chancellor Merkel party, the CSU, right wing in Germany, and the SPD, which is a left wing in Germany. So the SPD was more or less accused to make too many compromises in order to stay in power. Angela Merkel was said to have been too lenient with someone who is considered basically like a person that betrayed the country trust. And the right wing CSU, mainly represented by Mr. Seehofer, lost also a lot of appreciation because he seems to be thinking that if he takes a big stand against immigration, like allegedly Mr. Maaßen did, he will gain more votes from the populist party AfD, who's taking a lot of votes away from the traditional right party in Germany. So it seems that everybody lost something in the course of this scandal, and it shows definitely, and I'm going to end with that, that Chancellor Angela Merkel seems to have difficulties to navigate and basically have control of what's happening in Germany. And she is very often described these days as a chancellor that is extremely weakened by the actual extremely aggressive political scene in Germany. I will continue with England, because this is also a topic that we touched upon last week. It was just before the meeting in Salzburg, Austria, if you remember, Jill, and many hopes were put into that meeting, and it didn't go very well. It even went quite sideways, in the sense that there was absolutely no common grounds. The plan of Theresa May is absolutely not accepted by the European Union, and the European Union didn't even bother to come up with some alternatives. So there was a big disappointment on the part of the British, especially, because they just have the feeling that the European Union is not making any effort to deal with the Brexit that is supposed to happen next year at the end of March, with an implementation period until the end of 2020. The thing is that if there is no deal Brexit, then there will be no implementation. And the good question, for example, for immigrants in England would be to know what would happen in that case. As per our last week conversation, there won't be any privilege for the EU citizen, and the system will be based on skill. This will be implemented in order to avoid discrimination with immigrants coming from other parts of the world. Though, if England wants to have a privileged relationship with the European Union, and this is certainly something that they wish for, then maybe there will be a little bit more of a compromise also about the European citizens in England and vice versa, as this is really a stone that is on the way of this agreement, together with a trade agreement, of course. So let's just jump to Italy and mention the fact that a bill has been passed that will make the situation for immigrants and asylum seekers more concretely, extremely difficult in Italy. It will be easier for Italy to deport migrants. It's going to be also easier to not to even take the citizenship away in case of rape and assault or drug dealings. And it's going to be just easier to not accept asylum seekers' applications. This is something that the Five Star Movement and the League Party, both parties have been in power since last June, have promised to the population. And the Interior Minister, Mr. Matteo Salvini, is definitely trying to implement that very strongly. Is not hesitating, for example, to send back boats with immigrants on board from the Italian shores. One good example for that is the Aquarius, whose registration has been revoked by Panama, so that basically, technically, they would not be able to bring immigrants anymore to Italy. One doesn't know if there has been pressure from Italy. Italy denies it, but the people on the boat, taking care of the boat, which are Doctors Without Borders and SOS Mediterranee, are absolutely certain that the Italian government has put some pressure on Panama to revoke the registration of the boat. It is a little bit of a vicious circle in a way, because allowing the Aquarius to bring migrants to the shore in a way invite people to leave their country to come to Europe. On the other hand, if a boat like Aquarius is not there to save those people, they will be completely in the hands of those human smugglers who have no hesitation to put them on very small boats with every time an incredible high chance of dying in the Mediterranean, as there has been in 2018 more than 1,500 victims in the Mediterranean. So the question is, is it more reasonable to really let these smugglers act like this and put all these people, including families and children, in danger, or is it humanly, ethically more right to say, okay, there is no way to really stop those people, so we have a responsibility in making sure that they are able to cross safely and not die on the way. So this is obviously a very complex question, and I can tell you that the debate is very heated around this in Italy.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.